Okay.
It always makes you fight.
He made my punch list.
And that was our first fight. Time is a flat circle.
Like, two people are gonna get this.
Ooh. Love, Kale.
Ew. I want him to crawl to me.
Now that was spicy.
Your Honor, I love him.
Gross! Why choose means you don't choose.
I want a third act breakup because I want him to grovel.
There are exceptions to every rule.
Trust me, I'm a father. Don't worry, Daddy's got you. Back to the Smut Daddy Podcast. Hi, hi.
Hello.
I'm your host, Father Lib.
And I am your co-host, Sister Britt. And we are just two besties that found each other on Bookstagram and can't imagine life without the other.
And we're here with the OG Booksta Bestie podcasters who pushed us into high gear to get going. And that is Beyond the Pages with Amber. And I want to say M, but Emily. I wanted to go in. Molly.
Either works, you know.
How are you guys? Welcome.
Hi, ladies.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
We were going to have you on. You guys are literally the OGs to us.
Yes. So, when was
obviously.
That?
Excited.
Was that back in April?
I feel like it was April, but we did it twice. It's kind of exciting that we're here finally. I feel like we finally got our groove enough to be like, we can have... Two people now can be on with us. We've been building up to it.
It's like, there's a just
us, like, one at a time, two.
Yeah.
I know, and we are all friends, so I was also trying to teach myself to do better about talking over, but I did get so excited because we're all friends. So I was like trying to prep, like, be chill, let others speak too today, Libby.
a little pet talk.
It's all gonna go chaotically, but I'm here for it. So, how are you guys? What's going on? What are you reading? We like to start every week, just like, if you read anything that was great or not so great, or did you not read at all because life was chaotic? That happens sometimes to us too. You want to go first, Amber?
Yes. I'm always reading 5 bajillion things, which if you know me,
I know, you honestly amaze me.
I scare myself. So... I'm reading Pucking Sweet. I'm listening to Pucking Sweet. And I just finished The Ever King, which I really enjoyed the fantasy world of The Ever King. I know that there's a series before that you don't have to read, but it's in the same world. And then, like, The Ever King's about, it's like a second generation series.
It's
their children. Pirates.
Okay, I wanted to make sure I was thinking of the right series.
He's Morally Gray, and it's like so young. Like, it's like, it's
Is
Morally
it Eric
Gray.
Like, something?
Eric Bloodsinger. Like, at one point, someone kills somebody, and they make him a necklace with the bones of that person to wear because
Eric
it was their
Northman
first Cohen. Kill.
Yeah. I'm like, this needs to move up to the top of my list.
And he's like damaged boy, you know, like that. He's got all the scars. He's tortured, and he hates himself.
I could probably fix him and make him love me. Okay, I'm gonna need to read that
immediately. I bought it on audio when it was on sale, like for $4 or something.
I'm gonna need to use that.
Yeah,
and there's more.
Ever Queen is that the second for the duet?
Yeah, Ever King, the Ever Queen, and then there's more books with more characters, but you can just read those like a duet.
Do you meet the characters? In the first two, like...
I think so. I only just read the first one, but I read, like, the excerpt of, like, one of the later ones, and I recognize the names of the characters.
Oh, it's nice.
So it just builds, but anyways, I'm loving that world. So finish that, and I'm
trying to
finish...
You're always kind of lurking in fantasy, and I love it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And then the finisher in the Darkverse series. I'm making my way through that because I'm so excited to get to the next book, because I'm so excited about The Shadow Man. And
is
then
that the new one that came out?
The Syndicator
is the new one
that came out.
The new one.
And Britt, did you read it?
No, I don't know. I'm only read through The Emperor. So I'm only through book three.
Okay.
So I'm right behind you.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping this month to get a couple.
Me and Em are like, I haven't done
that one yet. The Emperor was my favorite so far.
Dante and Amara.
Loved it.
Couple goals. Like King and Queen. Love them. Love. Love.
I bet you I have a different favorite.
I honestly think that this might be your same. We might be the same on this one.
Oh, I definitely have to read it now.
I mean,
watch I read
it.
It would
be weird if it was different, but I think this could be one of those like anomalies that we have the same fave.
Interesting.
Better get
that
on.
That doesn't happen very often.
It doesn't.
Are you reading anything else, or are you trying to finish up those before you move on to your next chunk?
I have
chunk?
A few others I've started, but I won't even say them because then I have to commit to them. So.
Hey, that's a good, valid fair point.
So many things open, it hurts. But Emily, what are you reading?
Yeah, I'm like, what are you reading?
Well, I read one book at a time, guys.
Hey, that's okay.
Just one.
I can at most do like two.
Yeah. So yesterday I finished Bourbon and Lies, which was phenomenal.
I want to do that. That's on my list.
I want to do phenomenal. It, yeah.
And then I just started the arc of Crave Me.
Yes,
that's
I got
that
too.
That's my next read.
Oh, you guys.
Jen Plummer.
Jen Plummer. Love her.
Yes.
So I'm like 33% through and I want to like keep reading. It's, well, I mean, you guys.
Are you, I mean, not that like anything against the first one, but are you liking it more so far than the first? Or are you like, holding out? You have to weigh out a little longer.
There's still a lot left to develop, but there's one fact about Dallas so far that I am insane.
Loving.
Okay, well, we're going to need to jump on that.
A tiny little fact. I don't know how teeny tiny it is, but.
Okay. Now I want to read it and figure out what it is that you're obsessed with.
I don't know what it says about me that I love this in a man in books. Cause
I don't care if you say it. Do you care, Britt? Go ahead. What is it?
He's pierced.
Oh.
Which type?
Jacob's Ladder.
Oh, that's always the best.
Even better.
Always the best.
Can I be a little like TMI here? When they have a yes. Prince Albert, I get very concerned about the woman's cervix. Like, you know, like it's just.
Agreed. Especially with their, how big they are. If they can already bottom out without a piercing, bro.
Right. All
fictional. No. I appreciate the Jacob's Ladder more. That feels like that would be more enjoyable for the female.
Yes.
In my opinion.
Agreed.
So, good job, Dallas.
I need to read this one next. I have my arc, but I think I was going to read something else first, another arc, but we might need to move that around a little bit.
Pierced Peen moves up the TBR.
Immediately. I'm like, TBR. Oh, what? You're like, there's already one star. Yeah, up that ladder. Can you get four more? What are you going to read next? Do you know? Do you have it planned out?
No.
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 You're a mood reader, you think, through and through?
Yeah, more or less. I mean, I have a list of things that I want to read, but I had the same book on multiple.
I'm like, do you wait till you're in the mood, though?
Yeah. Or, like Instagram gets us every time. I see one quote, I'm like, I have to read this one next. Okay.
So you're a drop everything TBR-wise if you see the one quote? Oh, see, I praise you for that.
Yeah. I'm not. I'll add to my TBR on Goodreads to like actually remember it, but I'm not dropping my plan.
Yeah.
I do try to stick to a plan.
Very rarely, but I do like when people are like, I just go with the flow. I'm like, what is that like? I have chronic anxiety even in the book world.
Like though with all the arcs, it's hard to go with the flow. Like you have commitments, you know? So that's where I try to stick to the plan so that I don't stress myself out more than I already am.
I haven't done my October wrap-up yet because I'm a little behind, but I read a lot of arcs in, but I think people will be pleasantly surprised. I have like seven and seven only because I'm trying to do like two next year every month. I'm burnout.
I was about to say
This year really burnt me out and I want to get to rereads of comfort reads and things that I enjoy and things that have literally been on my TBR since I started my Goodreads in 2020. My TBR is like 3,700 deep. People are like, my TBR is so long. I'll be like, I had to add 42 books to it today. I'm like, and so I need to get through some of those. So
I will say arcs have kind of been dictating what I've been reading big time and I'm trying to cut back too, but here I am like reading an arc right now. So
I mean, we all have our things, but like you would rereading her even if you didn't get the arc. Like you would be like, hey, but I am trying to get better at that next year too, just a little bit. Like I can read a book on release day. Like I'm like, Libby, like, did you actually know your Audible credits and stuff are always still there? On release day or like whatever. And I'm just like, yeah, I should use those. Cause I have a lot of things built up cause I've been doing the arc, but then I was like paying for Audible because I wanted to listen to things on release days. And I'm just like, what are we doing?
What's
like,
happening?
I don't know what's going on. So I'm glad I'm not the only one though. Cause I was for a second, I was like, is it just me who's literally dug themselves into the deepest of deep holes since October? I thought it would be over in October, and I feel like I'm still catching up.
What was it with October, though? October was, like, loaded.
Insanity.
What I found since, like, being in the book world is every October is like that. Yeah. Like, since I've started, it must be, like, I think it's the last month to qualify for certain lists that count for the year.
Sure, sure.
And so if you get it all out in October to let your stuff rank still in November, you're making the list no matter where you rank. But I do think that has to play with a huge part of it, but it sucks ass. I've talked about it like 4 times on here. What are we doing? I'm like, authors are afraid of November. Like, straight up, release your book in November.
Yeah. Next October, no way.
I wait. This is the year I really I know. Overdid it.
I thought I did overdid last it. October for this October, and then
I've had to move my reading goal like twice just solely because the fucking arcs are destroying my reading goal. But I'm like, I don't want to keep changing it for you. I want it to be things I am loving, but like, I miss finding random things.
Yes.
Like, I just miss stumbling across something and being like, no one's read this and it's gold. So now I, you know what I mean?
And
like,
now I'm going to shout it to the world and everyone will know about it because I am telling you.
Yes. And I just miss comfort reads. And comfy cozies, where we're at today with all of us. We all clearly are best friends, but we all reside in different areas of the romance world as our permanent location. So I thought cozy comfort reads for us individually that others may not think are comfy cozy. But if you know us individually, it makes perfect sense why they are here again. So I thought we would just kind of rapid fire it. Whatever you remember or don't remember, those are always fun episodes too. Sometimes I like pick up a book, I'll be like, this is the best thing ever. But I don't remember one sentence.
I was just like reading some of the blurbs. I'm like, what? I know I love these books and I do remember them, but the details are just a little fuzzy.
The comfiest, cozy fucking read. And if you take anything from me ever in my life, out on a limb.
I just read it for out on a like limb. A month it's, or two ago.
It's on my TBR, is, Amber.
Hey, Amber, I just read that like a month or two ago and I agree. Loved it.
It's just like, it makes you so happy. Like, it's just one of those books that it's just, it makes you happy.
Well, it does, but also you cry a lot.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, you be crying a lot though in it, which is why I loved it.
On my TBR still.
It's so good. Comfiest, coziest.
Out on a Limb by Hannah.
Out on a Limb.
Bowman Young. Yes. Yep. Dispersed. So, I mean, this goes everywhere, but sometimes I'm bad about listing the books. What's their meet cute and stuff? Give us a couple tropes or something. Like, I just, in case no one's read it or heard of it, which how have you not heard of it?
But. First sentence of the book. Did you know this song might be about an orgy? They're at a Halloween party. They both dress up as a pirate because they both have some little fun quirks about their bodies. Mm-hmm. And the pirate costume really works. And so they meet at a Halloween party. It's a one-night stand, which it has all these tropes that I don't like. So I won't tell you the tropes because I hate...
No, do it because I think it's a like what Brittany calls an exception to the rule. That's one of them. Like, Brittany will love that book.
One-night stand, pregnancy trope, forced proximity.
But it's all, like, above board. There's no, like, you know what I mean? There's no, nothing crazy. It's all above board. It's just emotional because it's so real. You know what I mean? It's like so real, but you're like, oh, but it's so good. Like, you'll like it, Britt, for that. You'll just be like, this is the most real book I've read in a while. You know what I mean? But it's not like you're going to hate it for the pregnancy trope or like miscommunication.
No. Yeah.
You'll love it for the pregnancy trope and you'll wish that you were her and worshiped.
I've been reassured multiple times by multiple people that it's a pregnancy trope that I will enjoy. Yeah.
You'll add it right up under one night. It'll just live on that list for you. I just read it for the first time, so I was excited like a month or two ago, and I really liked it. But I really did cry more than I thought I would.
Shocker.
It's a beautiful book.
Right? Who would have thought?
I mean, I knew it was good, but I thought it was like comfy, cozy fluff. It's not fluffy. There's not that much fluff.
Love fluff books.
And me neither.
I like books that make me feel something.
Same.
And so, like, read fluff, but the books that really make me a 5-star read that, like, I feel in my soul, like Abby Jimenez books, every one of her books is so good. They're just so real, and they make you feel, and they're just, like, real conflicts. And I hate, like, miscommunication, but the way, like, miscommunication is real, though. Like, it happens.
That's why I love it.
And so, like,
that's why I Abby haven't read
Jimenez
Abby.
Does it so good. I don't know how many of hers are miscommunication, but all of these different, like, all these different problems that people really have, and all these feelings. Like, her latest one, just for this summer, I remember just crying because it was just like she just felt so unlovable, and it was just the thing, like, their inner dialogue. You're like, oh my gosh, that is me. or like, that's just so relatable. And so then them overcoming stuff, you're like, I can do it too.
Like, I could do it too.
You can do this.
Yes.
I agree. Those are my favorite type of books.
Can I say one quick thing about the Out on the Limb thing? The FMC, she has an arm hand birth deformity, right?
Yes.
Okay. I think it's the same thing that my husband's great great aunt had, and she went on to be like this well-known artist, and her stuff has been displayed in our local art museum. But she and her husband lived in this house that I am sitting in right now from the 30s to the 60s.
I didn't know where you were going.
Yes, that was just a little side side tangent fun fact that my brain went to. And
After our girl trip, Libby, you told me that.
I was like, oh, I wonder if the same thing that Gladys had. So anywho, that
and
was
the
something.
Author has it.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
The author has it. And there's a little note about, like, at the beginning of the book, but her dedication says, for Ben, for always being my right-hand man, which I just think is cute and kind of funny.
Is that like a double meaning?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, the scientific terms and stuff, but the arm hand just didn't grow correctly. So she has, she has, like, her limbs and stuff. But
yes.
And then the MMC is missing most of his leg.
Yeah. So. Oh, it's a great book. And so the author is really sweet, too. I've talked to her like a couple times randomly in the DMs, but she's always so, so sweet.
And I am so excited for the next book coming out in January.
I am excited for the Out of the Woods.
Yes, because they're already married. But it's like...
it's not normally my favorite.
Other again.
Yeah. It's normally not my favorite trope, like, ever. But I know with her, she's going to do it right. Yeah. Yep, that I literally was like, oh, I'm reading that one. Like... Marriage in Crisis, that's what it's called. But I avoid that normally. But
I do avoid that.
I pre-ordered it because I was like, if anyone's going to do that justice, it's going to be her. Yeah, I loved her writing with that. So good. Definitely, I recommend that too. I'm glad you thought about it. I didn't even think about it. I think I have it upstairs. Clearly, my brain goes other places. People are going to be like, what the fuck, Liv? That is what your cozy comfort rate is.
Guys, this is the slowest rapid fire I've ever been a part of.
Me too.
Sorry. Yes. You just get talking, okay?
It's always the random side tangents, but I never want to stop them because I love them.
It's hard, yeah. I love it.
But notice it's rapid fire truly about the book. Most of the time, half the time, we're talking about something else. And then you're like, and that's how we got to that book. Go ahead, Britt.
All right, my first one is All or Nothing by Lo Everett.
Good
it
one.
Is one of my all-time favorite friends to lovers. Friends to lovers is not my go-to trope. I would prefer enemies to lovers over this any day. But this one is... top tier. It's Delilah and Cruz, and they've been best friends for 3 years. They met each other when they weren't ready to have a relationship. He had just lost his brother. She had just got out in a relationship.
Or did he meet her?
It's baseball. Yeah. I'm trying to recall, like, it's been a bit since I've read it, but it just makes me feel so good and happy. And he is still struggling with the loss of his brother. And Delilah is just there for him and supports him. And she learns to speak Spanish for him. Like, it's just like so sweet. Yeah, I love them. There's no third act breakup. And so I love that, you know, but
me, I'm like, there better be one.
There's a third act like thing, but there's not a third act breakup. So it's a very heartwarming, comfy, cozy read in my mind that I would recommend if you're looking for a sports romance. And
standalone or series?
It's part of a series. It's a book too, but I tell everyone you could jump in and be just fine.
One. A true standalone though within it?
Yep. Yeah. It's a true standalone within a series. So there will be 5 total, and the 5th one will be coming out early next year. Yeah.
Oh my goodness, I'm way behind.
Yeah, but I love Lo, All or Nothing, Delilah and Cruz, Friends to Lovers, perfection.
Yeah, that's a Friends to Lovers done right. That's a good one.
So right,
I need to read that on my list, the whole series. I didn't know there was that many. What you got, Em?
Okay, The Simple Wild by K.A. Tucker is like my number
one. I've never read that.
Oh, so good, so good.
Is that Mafia?
I don't know anything about it, not one thing.
It's part of a series. It's the first book in her series of, it's 3.5 books because there's a little novella. And
is the cover a girl like grabbing a hat?
Yep.
Okay, I've seen the cover for sure.
Yeah, it's enemies to lovers. He's so grumpy. He is like grumpy guys. He's trying to rekindle her relationship with her father because she learns her father is sick. And so she goes from Toronto to small town Alaska, and hence the grumpy pilot or whatever he is, bush pilot. It is so beautiful. It's like, it's pretty closed door. I would say it's, what do people call it? Fade to black, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
a tie in the first book.
Is she considered a YA author or just a fade to black?
I don't
think that it matters.
This is the only series of hers that I've read, and it gets spicier as it progresses. But I know she has like fantasy series. I think she might have some darker theme novels, but that book is.
I feel like I recognize her name from a darker series.
Oh. Yeah, she's written a ton. Written a ton. But yeah, The Simple Wild, that's like my go-to recommendation for any new reader, anyone who wants a comfort read, anybody who wants, it's just beautiful. And it's like, it'll make you want to go travel to Alaska, so.
That one has been on my TBR for years. Okay. That's one of the one I was telling you guys about, that it's been on my TBR for years. Ugh, next year. Next year is the year. You need to give it to me for my 12 for 12 when I come to ask you.
Yes.
That seemed to work very well for me this year.
Oh my God, I'm like, I don't even want to talk about mine.
I'm like, still if behind. Everyone just
I think
bullies,
I'm back on September, maybe.
If everyone bullies me, I stick to the schedule. This is my coziest, comfiest, true one. I'm sorry, folks. You know what to get. But this one is a great book. One of my all-time favorite books. I read this last December, 2 weeks before the end of the year, The Fake Mate by Lana Ferguson. And it made my top 8 last year within those 2 weeks because I read it 3 times. My very first Omegaverse book. Oh, sorry. My very first Omegaverse. It's light Omega, but enemies to lovers. They're both doctors in a hospital. People know about this world and this universe clearly, and he's an alpha and she's an omega, and they gotta fake be together until, you know, what happens when you're faking it and you have a knot? And that's what I would like to talk about, is let's have a full breakdown of how you're supposed to fake it when you have a knot. And that, folks, is exactly why you should be reading this book. It's so spicy. It's so good. True banter. That word gets thrown around a lot lately since people love it, but this is like true banter. I don't know how. You would have to get rid of 60% of the book if there was no banter. I really loved it. I read it 3 times in 2 weeks. I did this one, and then I did it twice again on audio because I just loved it, and I really was trying to learn a lot about the Omegaverse. This is a great first step. If you know not one thing at all, they break it down very well. Lana did such a good job, I feel like, because I knew not one thing. I was asking like, Brit.
She did a phenomenal post. Like, I saved that post and I reference it because I still haven't gotten to it. It's on my list, but I'm like, I want to reference this. But she did such a great explanation on a carousel on an Instagram post.
She
that was
did
great that you
so
sent
good.
Me.
I loved it. I don't know. I love an asshole. Like, that's never going to go away. I love when they're an asshole and then they need something from me and then they have to come grovel to me. Damn straight. You guys should read this. I'm like, everyone should read this. This is so father lib coded. I love it. I actually haven't read it, like reread it this year, but I don't have a lot going on in December. And so I would like to finish a couple of things and read that because it's just so good. And I'm really excited for Loch Ness Monster, the second one, even though it's like not like, I think I know who the character is, but like it's technically a full standalone. I'm so excited. Pre-ordered it everywhere. Let's get the audio. I'm like, let's go. Are you excited for that one?
Yeah. Remember when I said I wasn't going to sign up for ARCs and I never used NetGalley?
Did you sign it up for it?
Yes. I never used
NetGalley. Did you get it?
But I got approved for that one.
I'm so happy. Yeah. I'm really excited for it. Her writing's phenomenal.
It is.
Like, I laughed till I cried in that book because I was just like, what is going on? The meetings, the council meetings, everything. I'm just, it's so good, you guys. I truly. Even if you don't like Omegaverse more than that, I still think that's a great book. It's not like too crazy. Because a lot of Omegaverse is why choose. And that's why I was scared to go into it. And then my friends were like, this one, you get one husband in this one. And I was like, I'm sold. I am so sold. It's really good. 10 out of 10.
One knot.
Literally, one knot. How do you even have 5 knots up in there? How do we talk about that? What happens if you're knotting in every hole? Let go of me. My worst fucking nightmare would be that.
Oh, mercy.
I love this podcast and I love these girls. Anyway, nodding. Yes. Amber.
And Amber, you're up.
And Amber, do you have thoughts on nodding?
Yum. Yum. And I am always down for a white shoe, so I don't relate in that way.
I read one. And I kept
I would say Libby's outnumbered. She's
throats.
Got 3 Y Choose girlies here with her.
I read X's and O's as a beta read, and I tell everybody, if you don't go read that Christmas Primal play, shame on you. Shame on you.
I'm so excited for December.
That is a Y Choose craziness. Sorry, 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 Amber. Go ahead,
we
please.
We love it. On a very, very different note, one of my favorite comfort reads.
Oh, with the lemons.
Very different note.
I consider that the lemon book.
7 Year Slip by Ashley Poston. It is magical realism. The back says same place, different time. But again, I feel like my comfort reads kind of have heavier topics. Overcoming grief.
Oh, the rest are mine are going to be like that.
Forced proximity.
I haven't pulled the trigger on this one because I'm just scared. Not that it's going to be bad. I'm scared because everyone loves it and I don't know if I'm ready for it to take over my life.
Yeah. So I would say like my one trigger in books, I don't have really any triggers in books, but my one trigger in books is suicide. And so this was one that I was reading and I was like, oh fuck, I should read the trigger warnings a little bit. But even not even reading the trigger warnings with it, I was fine. But it was really beautiful. And I feel like my comfort and my cozy reads are books that make me, you know, believe in love. And I feel like this book has one of the best quotes about love that I've ever heard of. So I remember just reading it and just sobbing and just like feeling like, you know, love exists somewhere. It's just in this book, you know.
Those are my favorite. You're preaching to the choir here. Love.
Yeah.
It's on my list. Okay, I'm gonna have to pull the trigger on that one too. I've just been afraid because everyone's like, you're gonna love it.
Complete standalone. Yeah. To my knowledge,
I have always classified it as the lemon book because I just love everyone's beautiful posts that have lemons. But then I have to like skip over it because I don't want to spoil it for myself. But I'm like,
well,
lemons.
Her name's Clementine.
Okay.
But he calls her Lemon.
Oh, see, I didn't know that. That's so cute. I love. Oh.
It's super, super cute. Secret tattoo. That's one of my my favorite when they get a secret tattoo for her. Even though time has gone, I would say it's second chance ish. Again, I hate second chance.
I gotta move this one up.
It's super good.
It's been on my list probably since it came out. So a year or two.
Okay,
so bad.
Great, you're up.
All right. My next one is He's Not My Type by Megan Quinn. This is part of her Vancouver Agitators series, and this is book 4. Real quick, this is one of those series that I jumped in at book 3 and then went back and did 1 and 2 and then got back to 4.
You didn't know.
I didn't know. But Halsey and Blakely are something special. I had my eye on Halsey since his first introduction. I don't know what it is about my two picks in a row here with the MMCs dealing with the death of their brothers, but it's kind of emotional with him. We have a theme, and people are like, why is this a comfort read then? But their first meet cute, like he was attracted to her, she works for the hockey team, but then he finds out that she has a boyfriend, and so then he's got to back off. But then there's things that happen over the time that he's just like trying to like not let his feelings be known for her, and the guys are giving him a hard time. And the second she is single, the boys on the team feel that since she needs a place to stay and he has an extra bedroom, that it would just be make total logical sense for them to be roommates.
Perfect sense.
And so there is a lot of hilarity.
I was wishing for that growing up with any of my older brother's friends, please.
So he is trying to get his apartment that's like a man's apartment that has nothing in it ready to have her there. And there's a funny scene about moving his mattress to and from his room in the spare room and everything. And then there's a big thing with a bonsai tree to try and make it more homey. And his name is Sherman.
Sherman.
So, I just love this one. It's hilarious. Megan Quinn always is a hilarious read for me. I love them. That's my recommendation. Roommates to lovers. That's it. That's what she said.
You guys are gonna think I'm psychotic.
I'm getting into psychotic territory, so please, can we all just wait until Libby starts giving her picks? I'm feeling a little insecure right now because people are gonna really be judging me in about 5 seconds.
Yeah. So I'll just rip the band-aid off. I should have brought my books down.
It's okay.
Here it is.
It's all right.
Flock by Kate Stewart.
Okay, wait. Now that one is a what the. And I'm just kidding.
I
am a little shocked with that one.
Never have I ever reread a book. Like, since I started, like, Bookstagram, right? I haven't reread a book. But I have read Flock. I've listened to it. Amber probably hates how much I talk about it because I don't shut up about the entire series. And I can't even explain why it's a comfort read. I just
is.
And I'm always like drawn back into that world. And it was like the beginning of my why choose. Maybe that's why it like led me into this like genre that I was like, now I'm a hoe for why choose books. And it's a very light why choose. It's, I mean, very, very light.
I've read it. Yeah. It's not.
But yeah, is it why choose? Because they don't all end up together. So I don't classify it as a why choose.
Well, don't even get me started on the whole series because it is like a, you know, it takes a different route than book one.
Emotional damage.
You can say it's sharing. They're sharing and it's caring, but
that's that's what I categorized under was sharing.
But she doesn't actually ever choose. Well, until she, you know, anyways, I digress because the rest of the series is not a comfort read. The rest of the series is not.
Yeah.
But Flock, I could get down with Sean and Dominic for the rest of my life. And
I can understand. I understand.
I think it was also
this
like
series.
Yeah.
Is
yeah.
one of those that's on my list of that I'm probably never gonna. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I had it. It wasn't. I mean, it's not the worst thing I've ever read. I will flat out say that. I've definitely read worse.
Flock is the first book, though, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Flock is, which by is far the, my favorite.
Which is the book that you would like the most out of all of it,
yes.
Britt.
Yeah.
You yeah. would just be probably rage reading the rest, but yeah. you would like Flock.
I yeah. started the second I don't book. Think... I'm like, who the fuck is Tobias? And I don't like.
Yeah.
I know. When the audio, I literally was doing it on audio. And so when the second one started, I was like, this is the wrong audio. I was like, this is literally the wrong audio. Nope. That was the right audio.
Yeah. The rest of the series is not my... I'm not a Tobias girl. So in order to really, really enjoy the rest of the series, you need to switch teams.
And there are a lot of them out there. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad that they got, like, that there is a big community, though, that is like, that is so good because it ended the exact way I wanted. Then there's the rest of us that's like, oh, God.
No. Nope.
That was a little painful.
Guys, my shirt, this is funny. My shirt, I don't know if I'm going to, like... flash you guys. I got it from the Mellow Mug on Instagram, you know?
Uh-huh.
And she has like licensed Ravenhood merch and oh god, I'm gonna the shirt that says Dom's Girl.
Aww.
Because it's a Ravenhood.
Love it.
I keep seeing reading and I love it.
That's how invested I am.
You were like, I bought the merch.
I bought Dom's Girl merch.
So did you read One Last Rainy Day?
Oh my god.
No, I did not.
I did. And I
You did? And
I
how's
did.
That go?
I think I probably ruined the book with my tears. But yep. I loved it because it was Dom's point of view. But holy, stab me with the knife and twist it and pull it out.
I've read one book like that and I'm like, I don't need to do it. I just did it. The powerful. The one about...
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, I think that's literally my one for my lifetime. Yeah. No.
But it was... I'm a Dom girl, so I loved
it. So you loved it.
Like behind... Yeah. You know, but oh yeah, that I don't know if I could ever read that book again.
Yeah, I don't blame you at all.
I wouldn't.
That's okay.
To,
you can still love him and just be like,
yes.
That one's from afar. My emotional damage and my whole start to all the reading, I'll never shut up about it. It deserves all the hype in the whole world. The Invitation by Vi Keelan is the very first book I ever read. Audible was like, hey, you picked romance after this quiz and this is what it is. And wow, I literally knew nothing about it. I like 100%. I was 2020. I was going through everything and I was like, okay, I'm going to try this. And you meet Hudson Rothschild. Oh shit. That's not a book boyfriend. That's a book husband. That is a man that has been through so fucking much and he never stops going through stuff. And then you get to the 75% mark and you're like, I didn't know that you could pull the dagger out and then have to put it back in. But it's beautiful. It's not like it hurts in a way where like you're like, I cannot believe, I mean, like you can't believe it happened, but he's literally one of the best guys I have ever read in any book ever. Like, my book husband's list is very coveted, and I feel like I can't add more people to it because Hudson gets mad at me because he's been there for so long. He is exactly what I look for. Like, they start off kind of enemies, but he knows that there's more, and it's a fun little game, and then all this real life happens. There's real life for both of them going on, but she's just a very happy-go-lucky person, even though life sucks a little bit for her sometimes. But circumstances draw them back and back and back together, and then there's a really big one at the end. And I don't know, it just proves to, in this book, I just learned, like, and right off the get-go, which is why I've never let go of it, is that, like, a man can do anything, literally, if he wanted to. He can be absolutely the best dad, the best everything ever, no matter what the circumstances are. And that to me set the bar beyond high. I don't even know how like anyone ranks higher than him as a book husband. And that is with Rowan Whitethorn. Like there is no one. There's no one like him. I made Britt read it. She understands.
Read it.
He is a great man. There's nothing to flaw him on. It's just a feel-good book overall, but it's real life. And well, like a
my
kind
heart
of gossipy.
Just hurt for him, but it was so good. It was good.
Yeah. It's so good. It's hilarious. One of the best meet cutes I've ever read in my entire life is this meet cute where she sneaks into a wedding and steals millions of bottles of champagne and gives a speech as if she knows everybody. And he's like all egging her on while doing it. It's hilarious. Fantastic. You will cry. Most people cry. Most people are like, I never cry. Come back to me and go, well, Hudson did it. It's just so beautiful. It's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And I literally, it is my most reread book of all time. Anyone want to guess? If you guys guess it right, I'll buy you a book, the three of you, if one of you gets it right. How many times have I reread this book?
Lord. Do I have time to log into your Goodreads?
No. No.
21.
17. Higher. So higher than 21?
This was just hit my 4th reread on this.
Ah.
And that's close. How much comfort it is.
Rice, right rules?
No.
I didn't go.
bitch, I buy you a book every week. What do you mean? and I know you're probably like, that's crazy. But like, it's 3.5 hours on audio at the speed I listen to. And so when I am having terrible, terrible, terrible days, I can put them on and everything is going to be okay with Dolly Parton and ice cream and Hershey's chocolate bars and a best friend lawyer named Fisher who's hilarious and everything's going to be okay. And I love them and I will never shut up about it. I think I've talked about it probably on more episodes than not, but I need more people to read it. It's so good. And I literally wouldn't be here in this community if fucking Audible wasn't like, oh, you want to read the invitation? I'm like, I don't know what that is.
Sure.
And that's probably... Then after that, my next one is hilarious because it goes, it was literally the second book I... That's... The second thing I ever went into, and it makes no sense, but it's a comfort read. Amber?
Dusted by Lila Sage.
Yes, yes,
I just,
yes.
I read it in one sitting. Yeah. I just, it felt like a warm hug. I feel like that is kind of a trend, I feel like. But I loved it. I love that he spits. It
made me get on ADD meds.
I love everything.
I'm not kidding. I read that book and I was like, wait.
Hold the phone.
I was like, I have ADD. And then I called my doctor and they were like, duh. Like, we've known that. And I got on meds and I felt better. It is a good read. Do you like, have you read them all? Like, are you caught up?
I'm not caught up yet. I have not let myself read Lost and Lasso, Lost, whatever. Because I have so many tabs open in my brain of books I'm reading. So I'm trying to get caught up because it's causing like stress. So.
Yeah.
My Lost and Lasso just arrived this week, so it's like a couple spots out, but I'm excited for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's here. I'm excited. She's beautiful. But
I'm really excited for book 4.
Yeah.
I think
Wild and Wrangled?
With Dusty. Mm-hmm.
Dusty and Cam. I think Dusty. It's available on NetGalley now. I thought I saw a post about it. I'm like,
fucking
already
get approved on there.
I've never even attempted.
The NetGalley gods do not like me.
They don't like me either. My rating is like a 90%.
I don't understand NetGalley. I don't.
Me neither.
I've never even logged on to like look around, so I have no idea.
I really like them too. Do you think he'll be your favorite? Like, is he ranked your top, Luke?
No. I don't know if they'll be my favorite. I feel like I have a bias against the first couples of series sometimes because that's like who introduced me to the world and stuff. And so even if, I don't know, but I'm loving the Ride the Mustache vibe for sure. I think I texted Emily the other day and I was like, I think I have pink mustaches. Anyways.
Love it. What about you, Britt?
All right. My next one is The Puck Decoy by G.N. Wright. This is book 2 of her Fairfield U series. Book 1 was The Puck Secret, which I love. Phenomenal enemies to lovers. But this is The Puck Decoy, which is almost like childhood best friends to not enemies, but like they just tried to like put space and distance between themselves. But then when they would see each other, they would just give each other so much shit and knew how to press each other's buttons because they were childhood best friends. But it also falls under like best friend's brother because Hallie is best friends with Maddie, who is Josh's sister. But it is a marriage of convenience, which is kind of weird because they're in college, but his father is in politics, and so that's kind of like in their realm of we're gonna make these dynasties and you're gonna marry who I tell you to. And so he gets a list, Josh does, with women that his father approves of that he can choose to pick from to marry, and Hallie is last on the list, and he was like, what the fuck? What is she doing on here? But they proceed to go forward with the marriage of convenience so that his dad will not be such a dick anymore. Yeah. Easier said than done. But what's really sweet about this one, and I do have an emotional tie to it, is Hallie is the first FMC that I've read where it is blatantly written in the book that she has autism.
Yeah.
And Gabby, the author, does just such a phenomenal job of representing that for not only herself and her daughter in this book, but it warms my heart as a mom, and I loved it. They are so sweet and cute together, and I love them. There's no third act breakup, so shocking. That's one of the reasons I love it. There's a third act thing, but I love them. It's one of my top reads of the year, so the Puck Decoy.
Decoy. I know, I need to get to that series.
Yeah. The next one's going to be MM, and it's coming out in the next couple of months, and I am so pumped for that.
I'm very excited.
I know. I gotta get caught up.
Yes. What you got,
Archer and Damon. Whew. Okay, sorry.
I'm honestly shocked that Brit has not said this one yet, so I'm going for it. The right move.
Yep. I was trying to think of books that I hadn't already talked about. Yeah. So you represent Ryan and Indie
represent.
Girl.
Represent.
Ryan Shay. What more is there to say other than Ryan Shay? To know Ryan Shay.
Man.
Is to love Ryan Shay. I feel like the first book that I read where I was like, this man, how do I recreate this man? Also, I'm very happily married, you guys, but Ryan Shay, he was on the list and he's never fallen. I mean,
yeah.
Amen, sister.
Yeah, it's like, he is just...
And that speaks enough volume in itself because we all read so much.
Right, right.
It's like, well, if you've never wavered, then...
Yeah.
You deserve your ranking, sir.
Ryan Shay.
I took so long to read the series, which was my own doing. It was just one of those things. And then when I got to it, I don't know if I even let myself get attached to him because I knew Brit loved him. But then also I felt like book three was wrote for me. I'm just a big Miller girl. Like, just Miller. Miller, hi. And I was like, okay, well, I need to do play along. I do need to do the last one.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited for that because I've heard I would like it since it's fake.
Marriage relationships.
Yeah, whatever it is. I'm just like, I'm here for that. Always. God,
Ryan and Indy were great. I thought fake dating and roommates to lovers. Like, it was a great combination for that. And best friend's brother. Like, it had so many
The best friend's brother. Yeah. That's the one that was sticking out to me.
The texting updates to Stevie were hilarious.
Yeah. And I feel like in that book, too, we got so much Rio, who will be in book five, who I am so ready for. And that was just an added element that makes it that much
better.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because him and Indy formed such a good friendship, and it was, and then his obsession with Ryan was just hilarious.
Yeah. So good.
I love it. I forgot to grab this one down, but it is the next thing I literally went into. I read all of Vikeland, and then they were like, you like Shane East, try this. And it is one of my comfort reads, and I'm going to get judged for it. And it's a bully romance, but I love it. And Deviant King, for some reason, Deviant King with Aiden and Elsa, that's by Rena Kent, sorry. I don't know what it is about that bully romance. It is a hardcore bully romance. Like, inappropriate. I can't even believe that they are allowed to do that shit in public. Humiliation bully romance. And it's three books. It's a trilogy of them. But I just love how real, how even though it's so fake, obviously, like the emotions and the things that they are dealing with that has led them to be these type of men, because they're 18-year-olds. That's what I find. I don't know. I find a lot of comfort in that they're just being so honest with their struggles with their girl, but then in the public or however they're doing it and they like to do it is the bully aspect. But I have reread that series probably 8 times. It's a big ass series. The first three is a trilogy of Aiden and Elsa. And it's really funny because it came out right before Frozen and she went back in and was like, and no, it is not because of the movie Frozen. Rena Kent went back in and added that to the characters. Yes. She went back in and added it because it literally was coming out right before. And it's really good. It's intense. Definitely with sometimes I label those bully romance and they're not really. This is definitely one of the most Rena writes bullies, public humiliation style bullies. But it's so good. I love these men. The rest of the series is then 7 books and it's all of his best friends and their girls and their journeys. It's chaos. You get literally every trope every trope ever at the rest of them, and I finished them and they're all great, but these first three with Aiden and Elsa, I don't know why it brings me such comfort, but every time I think about like what is something I could reread right now that I haven't reread in a while, I always go back to them. And it's a bully romance. I cringe sometimes still. I'll be like, Aiden, how could you do that to her? I'll be like, oh shit, it's only book one. We got two hefty cliffhangers before you get to book three, but it's so good. And I truly want everyone to read it. If you like the darker stuff, obviously, like if you don't handle dark romance or you don't like it, like it's just, this one is way off the bat. The trigger list is like 50 pages long. Any trigger you could ever think of is a trigger, but it's not like as dark as like Haunting Adeline, but like at the same time, you will definitely be pausing it and being like,
what the fuck?
You're like,
am I okay with this?
You're like in the courtyard with everyone walking by? Just like in the courtyard, but it's so good. I highly recommend it. They're technically in high school or whatever it is in England or whatever it is, because they're all British. But literally, I just tell Brit, like when you get to it, there's no physical way they could be in high school. You have to just think like they're in college, which it's still not making it like the best thing ever. But there's just too much going on that if you literally just make it university instead of high school, I think anyone can read it, because I've heard that before. Like, I don't do the high school stuff. It's one of the craziest books I've ever read. I make my mom read. I make her read everything, and she still will be like, oh, nothing's as crazy as that Aiden King. I'll be like, oh, we read that 4 years ago in 2020, Mom. Like, damn, I feel like I scarred my mother. She scars me with other things, and she's like, wow, that one was really intense. But I really love it. I want to go reread it, like, right now. I've been itching to reread it lately, and I think this was the last push I needed to be like, you know what? It's time.
Do it.
Not much comfort in that. As cozy wise, actually, it's a lot of nightmares and screaming, but it's really good. I think like Amber would like, because you like dark, you know what I mean? Like, it's intense, but I do think it's good. It's not like Haunting Adeline. It's just a true bully romance. They don't write them like that anymore. Not even Rena writes her bully romances like 2020 Rena, and I miss it.
I was going to say my next comfort series, it's not cozy by any means, but is the Mindfuck series. I love that.
That is one of my 12 for 12s that I am actually wanting to get to this year.
I really liked it.
I haven't read it.
I've never reread it.
I devoured it really fast because, I mean, the books are so short. Like, they're a little over 100 pages, each of them. But I love kind of, I mean, it's serial killer, FBI agent. She's the serial killer. He's the FBI agent. He gets put on her case. But, like I say with all dark romance, she kills the bad guys. Like, she's not bad.
Yeah.
Even though she murders. And no, but it's super, super good. Kind of a revenge plot. Just, she is just so badass. Like, it's just, she is so
badass. It's a quick
so
read, too. It's not, like you said,
Yeah.
I did the audio, and I think it's one credit, like, for the whole thing now. Okay. You know what I mean? They put him into all of it. But it was good. I remember listening to it in one thing too. I've never went back and reread it, but I've been seeing a lot of people rereading it.
I was super confused. I was trying to look it up.
That's what my audio credit looks like, is the front of that book.
Yeah. The author has passed away. They redid the cover, and so I ended up trying to get the real cover, but Amazon sent me this one instead, so.
Yeah.
They gave me my money back, so I was like, I didn't want this. But
I have the original on my shelf. But I'll send it to you. I don't know if I do or not, but I'll.
Yeah, super, super good. It just goes by really quick. It's fast paced. It's each book
like
ends in a little cliffhanger. Yeah, and it's so just like, oh my gosh, like how is this gonna be okay?
Yeah,
like, how are they gonna be lovers? But like, she kills everybody, and he's on her tail.
He's on the case.
And then they go back to the place everything happened, and it's like everybody's dying, and everyone is dying.
I was a little shocked. I was like, well, there can't be any sort of spinoff. Everybody dies.
Everybody's dying. So, yeah, it's a
chill read
because I feel like it resolves at the end, which I love. Mm-hmm. I liked the resolution at the end, and I love when I can just read a series and it just resolves and it's done. And
I think it's Lindy. Lindy reads. I think it's one of her comfort reads as well. She's always reading it or talking about it. So,
yeah.
Wasn't she just trying to like do a deep dive to figure out if the author was the one that passed away?
Yeah, she was doing a deep dive because she didn't know. She just didn't know. And then she found out the information because I think it's one of her favorite series. And she was very shocked by learning the news. Mm-hmm. I didn't know either until Lynn told us.
I remember making like graphics or something and trying to tag certain things, and I was trying to do something and I was like, oh shit.
Yes.
Like, oops. I don't think they care if I tag them in the stream. But like the family redid the cover. Anyways,
it went to some type of nonprofit or something for her or books or something. I remember when they did that.
So really, really cool.
Definitely recommend
it. It's triggering though. Lots of triggers. You know, pretty much everything I feel like.
Yeah. Everything from what I just said. It is in a different version, but it's in this one.
Yeah. It's not at, like, it's, yeah, everything.
It's so good though.
So, anyways. Brit.
All right, my last one is Pick Six by Maggie Rodden. I love Maggie so much. My caveat to this one is that there is a, I don't even know if you count it as a novella, but there's a pre-something on her website as a download. It's very short. I don't even know how many thousand words it is, but it's really short. Defensive End, but it's totally important and worthwhile to do that download and read it before you jump into Pick Six, because it gives you Alex and Harper's meet cute, which explains his nickname for her in the book is Saint, and you wouldn't fully comprehend or understand it fully and to appreciate it if you didn't read Defensive End. But they have a cute little night in Defensive End where they meet and they look at the stars and they share a kiss, but like he's still in his Playboy era and not ready to settle down for a relationship, so they like are adults and acknowledge that they're not in the same place, and they kind of do their own thing and go their own separate ways. And then when you start Pick Six, we find out that she ended up marrying his best friend and agent, and so it's an ex-husband's best friend, fake dating football romance, and it is just so good. He defends her, and that's how they get into the situation of needing to create this fake relationship, but their connection has been there the whole entire time, and you just learn like how much he was struggling watching her be married in the past to his best friend and wishing that it was him. And so it was just, I love Maggie's writing. I love her spice.
You love Maggie.
I love Maggie. And so Alex and Harper are just something special, and I do really love them. So it's the start of her Seattle Phantom series.
That's the one series I need to do, right?
Yes. Yep.
That's okay. I was going to say, if that was supposed to read that with the other one, I've missed it.
No. It's a trilogy series. So you got Pick Six, Overtime, and Wildcard for the Seattle Phantoms series.
Yeah. It's on my list. I do like Maggie too. And I do want to read her Why Choose series.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because I know the new one's coming, and that's on
my
list.
New one's coming early January. Yes.
Biggest beats.
I know.
So many books, so little time.
What you got, Em?
Gosh, I could like, I want to spit off like five different books right now. Because
you can. If you need to do that, you totally can.
They're all so different. But Tried and True, Heartless by Elsie Silver.
You go right into that. Like, will you skip book one, Flawless, and just go and...
You could. I have to read a series in order, even if, like, it is just, I cannot. I have
I like to do it as well, in order.
I have to. Even if someone's like, no, the first book sucks, which a lot of times, especially if it's like a debut series, the first book is not the best, but I...
We call it the book one curse.
Yes, I have to. I have to. But Daddy K gives me comfort in a lot of different ways, like, you know...
So many ways.
A lot so many of ways. Different ways. He Would you like to explain what those ways are in graphic detail?
Yes, please.
Amber's like,
that earphones.
That audio, and it's like, I want him. I need him biblically. Like that.
That's Kate. Yeah.
Daddy Kate.
Yeah.
Like, I need him biblically.
Yeah. Comfort between the legs. Comfort between, I mean, he's like.
I love it.
You know, Daddy Kate.
Daddy Cade, I love it. I know, I have like a couple I could pick. But I think I'm going to pick this, even though I talk about it a lot. But because it is probably one of my, it's one of the very few book one curses that doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. And Britt got me this very pretty, what's it called? Special edition.
Special edition.
Special edition of Brutal Prince by Sophie Lark, which we have
so
our
good.
Strawberry tattoos. We talk about it a lot, but that I want, we're getting a lot of new readers. People coming back and being like, I finally am starting it. And I love it. I will never shut up about Ada Gallo. It's
same
Ada. Like, obviously it's Callum and Ada, but like, it's Ada.
It's Ada's show.
I didn't really fall in love with female main characters. Like, right off the bat, I used to be a total boy's boy, like, in these books. And I was like, I don't care who they're with, really. Like, it doesn't matter. And then I read Brutal Prince, and you meet Ada Gallo, and I was like, I'm fully in love with this female who just tried to poison, or I mean, Give her, like, kill her husband with strawberry flavored lip gloss. Slay. I'll say it. That is iconic. A literal PR slay. He makes it out just fine. I don't know what it is about her. She is so spunky and witty and the youngest and tells all of these boys to fuck off, and she will literally save herself. Ada saves herself and everybody else. Callum, what are you doing hanging there from the rafts, bro? Your girl just killed a bunch of men and came in to save you, and I love her. I love her, love her, love her. I love the series.
And she's so smart. I'm always hung up on her, the left shoe. Oh, and yeah. The comment about the left
foot. She's like, well, I told you that it just felt like it wasn't a great fit with us. So yeah, we talk about it a lot, but I need more people.
True enemies to lovers. Like, that was one of the books that
I know.
I hate when people say enemies to lovers.
I know, like, and they're barely. Like, it's more like frenemies.
Are you trying to drown your wife? Are you trying to drown your wife?
Let's break it down. No, for real, for a minute, because I love that we all have our take on it. But it's so good, and it's true. There are a lot of terms that get thrown out right now. Banter's way overused. Enemies to lovers is way overused. It's more of a frenemies category these days. And you're right. This is such enemies to lovers. He breaks her pro basketball player brother's leg. Which, I mean, look what the trajectory that got us by Heavy Crown. I don't think, and to overcome all that, the most iconic scene in this whole book, Brittany probably knows what I'm going to say. Who shot my cabinets? Oh, bitch, Ada did. Ada grabbed the gun and said, that motherfucker broke my brother's leg and went right at him. And then when the mom comes in and is like, who shot the cabinets? Ada goes, me, literally me, yep. What to it? And I just, I can't
get enough. What are you gonna do, Imogen, huh?
I can't get enough of it. And because they do overcome it. And then they learn that first, though, they have to overcome it between them. I like that they realize that they are in it, Callum and Ada, and they have to learn how to be on the same page. And everyone else starts following into suit, whether it's their own weird, crazy book or not. I love that the whole family dynamic is because Ada was like, you know what? I apologize for trying to murder you. Yeah. I just wanted to sneak into your library. I didn't mean to set it on fire. Like, it's just so much happens, and I love it, and I'll never shut
Can
up
I
about
tell
it.
You the thing that this was one of those books that I was lurking on Bookstagram. I wasn't officially on it when I found this one, but I saw a reel and it quoted the whole my wife when Jack is talking shit about Ada, and Callum pulls out the empty this clip in your chest, like, you don't talk to my wife that way. I was like, done.
Like, do you guys, before we wrap it all up, but do you guys agree, like, there are just things that aren't wrote the same way as some of the older books? And I think the my wife moments have changed a lot. It used to be true enemies like this, and then, like, randomly on his literal best friend, he'll be like, I will gut you like a pig because I just decided she's mine. You know what I mean? And I feel like I'm missing that a lot these days. Like, I'm missing that. I'm missing true banter. I'm missing the moments where men are like, wait, I'm powerful enough to get us both out. I just, maybe I'm reading the wrong thing. Like, you know what I mean?
Lately, so many people are writing books around tropes instead of having
writing a book.
The idea, and then, like, it feels like, which I love. I don't love knowing much about the book.
Same. I like to
I'll
go
read
in
a few
blind.
Tropes. If I'm gonna read anything, it will be tropes. Like, if I will know anything, but even then, it feels like some of it's just put there.
We agree.
Like, I don't know.
We've talked a few times. It feels like whatever is the top trending hashtag for 3 months consecutively on TikTok, a new author says, like, hey, I think
that.
I'm going to write this top trending, this trope. And that's where I think they're lacking, because they used to just write whatever and we would love it and pick it up. But I feel like a lot of my, like, favorite reads and stuff are the ones I read them a long time ago. I feel like I'm very rarely like, this is it. You know, like, I read it this year or last year and needed to do it. Like, Devney got me this year literally out of the blue with Crossroads. Everyone in my life knows that I was like, it'll be good. For it to be her best work ever, that shocked me. But, like, she's the only one I could classify as that this year, as being like, you completely, maybe The Veiled Kingdom, but that's book one. And I did not feel the same as book two.
Agreed.
So, you know what I mean? I, like, out of two, when I feel like 4 years ago, I was like, maybe it's because I was new to reading, but I'm like, this is so good. And I still think about it. And now this, and I wish we could go back to that a little bit.
Yeah.
To get Agreed. New, more the comfort reads.
Factor.
Yes.
I feel like a lot of people, the books don't have the it factor as much. Like, they're great and the writing can be amazing and the story can be so good, but it doesn't have the it factor that I feel like just, I mean, the fact that we all still say Ryan Shay, like, it's like,
right, no, but factor to what does that, books. That has to say something. Yeah. Exactly. That's a good point. Like, to call it that.
That's
it's
what
hard.
I try to base. So I'm trying not to rate so many books 5 stars, even if I really liked it.
Every book
like,
is a 5 star.
The it factor, you know?
Like, same, but then I feel bad, and I don't mean it in a negative way. It is literally my truth. It's they are 4 and 5 star forgets. Your writing was great. The book was great. I barely can remember their last name and the main character. And that's a problem.
I need someone to do something. Yes. I need something to mean something.
I was telling Britt that. And everyone changes. But I was like, with me, I want 50%, like, so much plot. I need to be like, what is happening? Like, great plot. And then the rest, like, when it's time for smut, like, give me filthy, I'm blushing smut, but I want plot. And I think that's why a lot of times I keep them, I'll be like, well, I'll read this fantasy. Cause you always know there's gonna be plot. And then when the spice hits or whatever, either whether it's Pride and Prejudice style with a hand brush or you're getting like full fucking, it's always gonna be good because there's plot.
Because there's plot. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
Ugh, we love you guys. You have to come back.
Okay.
Sorry, there was technical difficulties and it cut us a little bit short in the beginning. But we love you guys. You're so wonderful. And we are literally here because you set the blueprints. Yep. We don't know what we're doing, but you guys are awesome.
Neither
and
do we.
What days? No, you do. You've helped us so much. You guys helped us with our launch day. I did. I was like, hello, Em, please help. And so thank you. It's brought us a lot of joy and we're glad that you guys gave us the push to do it and to try it. So we thank you. What day do your episodes release on? Sorry, I cannot remember. Thursdays. I always want to say Wednesdays. That's when the teaser goes out. I'm like, my brain gets so confused. So we're going to link both of their stuff separately down below and everything for the podcast. But yes, there's releases every week on Thursday, and we're very thankful that you guys could record with us.
Always.
Yes.
We
love you.
Thank you.
Everyone's
thank
amazing. You. And until the next time, I'm your host, Father Lib.
And I'm your co-host, Sister Britt. Thanks for tuning in, guys.
We love you. Peace
love
and blessings.
You. Peace and blessings. Bye.